Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. A lot of people listening right now, when they slide home, they need to take the edge off. Perhaps you have a job you don't like. Maybe you have a family you don't like. Maybe you got both. Who knows? How do you do it once you get home? What are you escaping? The job? The family? Both? Dave and San Dimas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
All right.
I'm laughing. I love your show, and I'm sitting here just having a few beers, listening to you. And
thank you, sir.
Maybe take a rip later. I love it. It's funny. It's totally funny. It's a regular thing. It's like, I don't know if I'm not escaping. It's just I need to unwind, just relax.
What time do you get home every night?
It varies, but usually it's about right now, about 9:30.
Yeah.
I'm on my way home.
And what do you do for a living?
Sell insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's you know, it's not always that stressful, but it's just funny. Just hit a nerve. It's like, wow, I can't believe you're talking about me right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I no longer. I mean, when you were a kid, you probably thought anybody that comes home and smokes a joint and has a drink every night is a drug addict or an alcoholic.
No, not really.
But, you know, I mean, they try to teach you that in school.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're alcoholic if you haven't have a drink. And,
yeah.
You know,
in the real strictest definition of the term alcoholic, if you even catch a buzz, you're an alcoholic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If that's the case, I've been an alcoholic since I was about six.
Yeah, I know, but see, it's I was thinking about it. I'm like, no, I'm not out to get all ripped, but, you know, just doesn't wine.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe have about six, seven beers. And
enjoy
listen to your
yourself.
Show and just chill. And like you said, like to get, you know, do it by yourself. And yeah, it's because I got peace right now, you know,
exactly.
Peace, quiet. Actually, I'm listening to the radio, but it's just relaxing.
Yeah, buddy. Listen,
I'm just chilling.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I think if more people like you spoke up and I spoke up that, yeah, we go home and we have a couple of drinks every night that, you know, that perhaps people would realize that anybody who drinks is not a complete a-hole, you know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, smoke a joint, have a couple of drinks, and you're off to to a nice evening.
Yeah, and get to sleep and get to bed in time, get up tomorrow and do the same thing tomorrow morning.
What type of insurance you sell?
All home, auto.
Is that right? What company?
I can't say the company, but...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. But I'm actually looking for a new insurance agent, so I'm going to take some information down.
Thanks a lot, man.
And not my house, but my car insurance. I think I'm paying too much.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks.
All right, hold on one sec. Maybe I'm going to get a quote from you, all right?
Take it easy, man.
All right, hold on one sec. Hey, can you get me Dave's number? I'm going to call that guy. Get a quote from that dude. I'm paying a lot in that car insurance. Now they got a ticket on my record. My prices, premium sure to go up.
Jesus Christ.
All right. How and why do you lose that edge, man, when you slide in that door? Matt in Moore Park, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, Tim?
What's up, man?
I'm a big fan.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, just I like to take a Xanny or two, you know, a couple Xanax.
Right.
Maybe drink a beer. If I don't have the Xanax, maybe a Vicodin or a Norco, you know, just to take the edge off.
But are you living on your own?
No, actually, I'm living with my parents right now.
Oh.
I go to school full-time, so I'm starting up soon, so I'm kind of getting a little anxiety going.
Yeah, I understand. Anytime you're 18-plus and you're living at home, even though your parents probably don't do this consciously, there's a subconscious vibe to, so you're still around?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what are you doing at home?
I'm taking advantage of them as much as possible before I, you know, graduate.
Yeah, you got to do it. I understand. You know, you're probably spending more on Xanax, though, than you would on your own apartment.
You know, it's probably true. You know, it's sad to say, but, you know, I'll do what I got to do.
I get the vibe. I took a Xanax. I went to I bought Xanax in Mexico once when I was, you know, younger and not so bright.
Yeah,
and it must not have been great Xanax because I was driving home. I was living in Seal Beach at the time, and I was driving on a Xanax, which is another bad thing, I guess. And I saw, you know, somebody changing a tire in the number 3 lane, right in the middle of the freeway on the 405.
Wow.
So I slow down like, oh, Christ, I'm going to hit this person and kill them. And I slow down to about, you know, 20, like you know, 55, then 40, then 30. And this guy's right in front of me changing his tire. And I almost stopped, and there was nobody in front of me. And that's when I realized I cannot take Xanax anymore, especially when driving.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good idea.
That flipped me out.
Messes you up pretty bad.
Yeah. All right, buddy, good luck with school, man.
All right, thank you.
All right,
I appreciate
take
it.
Care of yourself.
You have a good night.
You too. There he goes, everybody. A couple of Xannies and a couple of beers to deal with the parents. I get it. Angie in North Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how are you?
All right, what's up, baby?
Well, I was just cracking up myself about the guy that called before selling insurance, because I do the same thing, and let me tell you, every day at 5 o'clock, I have to go home and roll with that one.
Maybe it's something just in the insurance business.
You know what? I'm thinking the same thing, so I don't know. I've done it. I've been doing it for 3-4 years now, and it's just...
You sell the same type of insurance?
I do, and I'm actually... It's fire and casualty, I guess, what he sells as well, but I'm also going for my life license just to see what I can do with that. If it doesn't work, then insurance is not for me. But, hey, it gets
right.
me high every day.
Yeah, but, you know, fire and casualty, I imagine you're pretty bored a lot of times because very few people make a fire claim on their house or their office.
Well, everybody needs insurance, so
yeah.
It's not really boring. It's pretty hectic daily.
Yeah, but nobody comes in and says, hey, my house just burned down. I need some bucks. Very rarely does that happen.
No, they don't. Just when there's earthquakes, people come in, hey, I need an earthquake policy. That's pretty much it.
Now, let me ask you something. So you're in the insurance business. When there's a big earthquake like we had in 1994, will they stop selling earthquake insurance for a period?
Yeah, they will in whatever area that it's in. Like, we just had one recently, and it's the Los Angeles area that they wouldn't allow us to write any earthquake.
You mean the one in Chino?
Yeah.
And how long did they suspend earthquake insurance?
It varies from time to time. So it just really depends. You have to wait for the company you're writing for to release the okay.
And what about that? What about that one in Chino? How long did they quit selling it?
I don't remember. I'm not even sure if we're able to write earthquakes right now yet.
Oh, boy. All right. All right, Angie. Way to kick ass. How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're still living at home?
Part-time, here and there.
Sounds like you're at home.
Sounds like I'm at home and everywhere. Yeah, something like that.
All right, you take care of yourself, darling.
You too, thanks.
All right, there she goes. And this is really a great audience because everybody who calls usually about after 9:30 is buzzed. And we rarely get people who are sober calling in after about 9:30. You can always tell people who are smoking pot because they're always like very easygoing and fun-loving. They don't take anything seriously. And they can also tell guys that are on, like, bathtub gin. They're angry as F, and they just ain't going to take it anymore. Always a tremendous difference in someone's voice. And the first couple of words, you can always tell who's on, crazy cheap whiskey and who's on some nice weed. Jason and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, Babu.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Well... Before I even walk in the door, I've got workout equipment in my backyard.
Right.
Bench press machine, all that. I go out and hit up a few sets before I go in. It's always a good way to kind of wind me down a little bit.
And what are you walking into?
Two kids, a wife, and two lesbian roommates.
Jesus Christ.
Are you calling us from NBC? Is this a new fall lineup show?
Hey, I always thought that it would make a good sitcom.
How'd you get two lesbian roommates?
One of my wife's friends. She got kicked out of her girlfriend's place, so her and the girlfriend asked us if they could move in.
How old are they?
23 and 24.
Man, you got it on easy street.
Are
they pretty hot?
No.
What the hell?
No.
Yeah, not at all.
All right. Do you ever hear him hitting it?
Luckily, no, but I have to hear about them whining about it all the time.
Lesbians.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's horrible.
How long have you been married?
A little over 2 years now.
Do you ever do this? Because this happened to me the other day. I went to bed early on Saturday because I had to get up on Sunday to work with Dave Harden here at the radio station. And my kid was still up and my wife was up. So I said, I'm going to go slide into Sophia's, my daughter's bed, and sleep there. You guys can sleep in the king size bed. I need to go to sleep right now, though. So I'm in I got a fan that I drag in there. I'm like, I'm like Linus without the blanket, though. I got or a pig pen. And I got the fan that I drag in there. I plug the fan in. I put it up on a nightstand. and I got the fan rolling, and I'm sitting there in Dora sheets with Dora wallpaper and Dora dolls around, and I'm staring at the ceiling going, how did this happen?
Most times I make my way out into, I've got a Lazy Boy recliner
right
out in the living room. I just cue up a little bit of my TiVo'd wrestling and fast asleep after that. I make all them go into other rooms.
Well, you're the king of the house still.
Gotta be. I'm the only one working a decent job. So,
yeah. How old are the kids?
1.5 and 4.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, man. Enjoy yourself.
All right, you take it easy,
Timmy. There he goes, everyone. All right, Jason in Chino. He's like all of us. You know, you go home, you lose the edge, and drinking and smoking pot ain't for weekends anymore. Used to always just be for the weekend. You know, Friday would roll around. You get bombed with your friends or smoke a joint, maybe on Saturday night. And then Sunday, you know, that's the time to put the nose to the grindstone. I think that's how that saying goes, something like that. And Sunday through Thursday was concentrating on school and work. But society has changed. There's too much pressure on us now. And a lot of us have to lose that edge every night. I don't judge you guys anymore. I really don't. All right, how do you lose it and why do you lose it when you get home? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Smoking joints, drinking beer, taking pills, no longer just for the weekend. And I'm not talking about people who have, you know, taking 40 pills a night. Not that crew. I'm talking about guys who are just losing the edge when you get home. Why do you do it? And how do you do it? Nick in Glendale, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, man, actually, it's funny moment that you guys picked up. I'm actually smoking right now.
Good for you.
That's good. That's funny. Yeah, you know what, man? I work at women's shoes. It is crazy, man. Let me tell you, don't F with women trying to buy shoes, man. I feel like Al Bundy, straight up Al Bundy.
How long have you been selling shoes?
You know what? I started working like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I'm leaving on Friday.
How old are you?
I'm 19, man.
All right. 19. I imagine that wasn't a dream of yours growing up.
Working as, like, Al Bundy? No way, no.
Yeah. Now, do you get, like, hot chicks buying shoes?
Oh, you know what? There's a lot of... I work up at the Beverly Center.
Right.
There are definitely...
Fat bitches. Only fat bitches.
Look at that. That must be pretty hot, though. I mean, you get, like, a really hot chick there trying on shoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is the spot when that happens, but it's like...
But then again, you've got to put on, like that guy said, some fat pitches. You got to put a shoe on a chick that weighs 300 pounds. You can't tell her she's not no longer fitting into a size 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, when you can't find their size and they get mad, wow.
Yeah.
They get mad. They don't like that.
What's the widest woman's shoe that they sell?
Widest, the biggest size is like an 11.
What, triple E?
Yes, you could say that, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
And then you got to tell them how great they look in these things.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Try to, you know, get the salesperson in me out.
All right, Nick, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, no
problem.
Right,
major stud there. I think that'd be pretty hot, like working in a woman's bathing suit store or shoe store. No, you don't think so?
Like 90% of the clientele is not going to be hot chicks.
Man, I know, but, you know.
And then you got, if you're like working at a, like say you're working at an undergarment store or something, and then you got to deal with the chicks that refuse to say the size that they are. I have to fit into a size 4, when really they're a size 17.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Let's stick to radio. How about Chewy and Covina? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Okay, here's the way we do it. Get off of work at 3, roll up into the store, get 2 24-ounce cores, pack of smokes, come into the garage, take that stuff back, watch a little Ellen DeGeneres, and then I'm ready to go inside and vacuum clean and make some dinner.
Fantastic.
Back up. I'm cool with the booze, the cigarettes, the garage, and then you watch Ellen DeGeneres in the garage?
Yeah, I got a color TV in my garage, just like everybody else.
So you tape her show and then watch it?
No, I get home by 3:30.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so you're home by 3:30 and you're watching Ellen.
Yeah, but I don't go out to the bars or do any of that stuff. I didn't go to sports bars. I got 5 brothers, and they always want to do that stuff. No, I need is at home.
Right, but I mean, who else are you watching Ellen with? Is it just you?
Just me by myself.
Yeah!
Sitting on my bar stool.
Can you send us a picture of that?
I wish I could get a webcam in here, believe me.
Well, just send us any kind of picture of it, and we'll put it up on the website. I'd love to see that.
Oh, man. She's a pretty funny chick.
I know. She's very funny. And Randy, I swear to God, if you keep asking me, and I dumped that, if you keep asking me, I'm not going to – I swear to God, I got to talk to you about this off the air. I cannot talk about it, all right?
Why not?
I can't – because I signed a statement. I signed a disclosure. I can mention it, but I cannot talk about it,
Tim,
okay?
Tim, you can
I can't
talk
about it.
You have to.
I can't mention any of the details. All I can tell you – and if you mention that detail I told you again, I swear to God, I'm going to have to, you know, call management.
Come on.
All I can tell you, and again, I'm going to dump it every time you say it, so please. I can tell you that I went to Ellen DeGeneres' wedding. I saw her get married this weekend. But I can't tell you any of the details, so please,
Tim,
stop
you've
asking.
You've got to tell it.
Stop
it's
asking.
It's the funniest story.
Stop asking.
Come on.
Please. I went with a friend of mine. And my lovely wife, it was a great ceremony. Everybody had a great time, but I can't mention any of the details. So please, please stop asking. Jonathan on the 5 North, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing great.
All right. How do you take the edge off when you get home, dude?
Actually, after long days of work, I just go home and I cook myself a really nice meal. I go out the pots and pans, sear some fish. I like making dinner. It's kind of like a quiet way to zone out and focus on my taste buds and enjoy some me time.
You know, I'm going to hook you up with our last caller who sits and watches Ellen DeGeneres in the garage. You two would make a perfect couple.
Fantastic.
You can cook for him and you both can sit there and watch Ellen in the garage.
Homo.
Nah, he's not a homo. He's a good cook. Love a guy who's a good cook. You'll end up with a good cook someday. Two of yous.
God willing.
Do you cook at all?
Me, no.
Nothing. All right. Gina Grad, everybody. Gus in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Timmy, boy, how you
doing?
Hey,
all right, dude.
You know, I used to work at a pet hospital.
Yes.
And I would need at least 2 Miller High Boys to chill out after listening to all of those neurotic fucking pet owners.
All right, dude, we can't use that whole F word.
Oh, sorry, man.
We can't even use that word.
I saw it myself.
We can use dog poop, and you can say the first letter of the F word, but you can't use the whole thing.
You know what? I've been listening to you about 10 years. I'm sorry.
Right. Hey, listen, I know. As soon as that red light goes off, that's all I do is swear. Hey, now, you're a vet?
You know what? I worked as a receptionist for a pet hospital.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And you listen to these neurotic pet owners.
Right.
And I needed at least 2 beers, 2 tall beers, before I could smell it out.
You know, it's got to be tough to be sympathetic when a guy brings in, like, a guinea pig who he's panicked over.
Oh, my God. I worked one day, and somebody brought in a baby possum. And they're like, what, you can't do anything for me? And we're like, no, it's a wild animal. What do you want us to do? I was losing my mind.
What did they want you to do?
He wanted a full battery of tests. He wanted vaccinations. We're like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah, you can't do anything, huh?
No. We're used to dogs and cats. What do you want us to do?
No, I get it, buddy. They're just animals that we have a bad connection with you, buddy. But yeah, anytime a lunatic finds a possum with a busted leg in the backyard, I don't know if these guys can do anything, you know? And once he gets that cast out, what's he going to do? Walk back in the wild? People, other animals will destroy that dude. Jeff and Irvine, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, what's up, Stud?
All right. You lose that edge every night?
Yeah, I do. Buzz out of work at about 9:30 p.m., and I just know that there's Tim Conway Jr. show
Thank
on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I jump in the car, and I drive home, and I listen to you and Gina and Randy, and that's good enough.
Well, I hope you make it down to our poker tournament.
I'm hoping I might.
Yeah, it's going to be a week from Thursday already. Wow, a week from Thursday.
Jeez, and it starts at 8 o'clock, right?
8 o'clock, yeah.
All right.
And you on the list?
I hope to see you there.
Did you sign up for it?
Oh, of course I did.
Oh, you did. All right. Jeff and Irvine. Oh, I think I remember you. I think you're one of the guys who has played before.
Yeah, I think I might have.
Yeah. All right, Bubba. Thanks for
calling. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, everybody. I remember that name, Jeff Irvine, for some reason. I think he's played in that tournament before. Remember a couple of guys. You know, that memory's not shot yet. Speaking of that, I saw when we were – I went to a hotel last night with my wife, my kid, and we were coming back to the Valley. And in this small town that we were driving through, they said there's the Alzheimer's Walk is going to be this Saturday at noon. And I'm thinking, I wonder how many people will forget to show up for that thing. And I wonder if how many of these conversations will go on. Yeah, I'm going to the Alzheimer's Walk with, the guy that used to live across from, what's his name? He used to drive that, it wasn't yellow, it was, I met him down at, that drugstore in the corner. What's that drugstore? And I used to be, thrifty, yeah, but now it's, Anyway, I think his wife is going to go, and I know that my wife knows her from, they used to play, it's a game they used to play with the rackets. Not tennis, badminton. I mean, 400 of those conversations going on the way to this event. All right, we got to take ourselves a break when we come back. John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show will be with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget, this Friday, Frank Kramer will be on from the Frosty Eddie and Frank Show, and I think we'll be webcasting. Is that right? All right, excellent. So Friday and Wednesdays, of course, with Arsenio Hall. But right now, John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, just hanging, thinking about what you guys will be talking about on the way home and just wondering.
You don't want to be Phil Collins. He's got to pay his ex-wife $46 million.
Wow, is that right?
That's more than McCartney paid.
Christ. Jesus Christ, $46 million.
And the wife, that his second wife, he had to pay like $34 million to. So this guy is out about $80 million because he got married.
Jesus Christ.
So he'll be touring soon.
Yeah, he must have some dough, though, you know, where you lose 46 and then 30. What, you said 36 and 46?
Yeah.
Holy Christ almighty. You guys lost almost $100 million. About $100 million.
Just because he got married.
These chicks. Jesus Christ almighty.
And then there's the money he spent on them when he was married.
Oh, yeah. And the money he spent on the lawyers fighting these chicks. You know, I mean, the $46 million you're probably looking at $2 or $3 million in legal bills. Easily. Yeah. Holy smokes. See, that's why when you have no money like me, it's great to get married. You know, what is she going to get? $3,000 out of me?
I guarantee.
that's my marriage insurance.
There you go.
Well, you know, I guarantee you this guy didn't sign a prenuptial. You know, I'm in love and all this other stuff. So, guys, you got to get that prenuptial or at least give some of the money that you already have to your family in the event you get a divorce.
Yeah, prenup is marriage insurance, plain and simple.
All right, gang. John and Jeff are coming up next here immediately. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM.
We finally get by it, and we go and we take a shower. And about an hour later, we go and visit some friends from New Zealand that are up in Garden Town. And this kid has this goat. And he says, I want to buy your goat.
Hey, Aaron. Bubba.
Yeah, I'm here.
If I give you something, will you stop calling us?
Oh, no. You got to hear the end of the story.
How about two prizes?
Well, no, this is a true
all
life.
Three. All three prizes for tonight. I know, but I want to make a deal with you.
Well, can you?
Three prizes.
For $5 and we cooked it.
That was a good ending.
All right, that's actually pretty good.